onward. We want to introduce you to another Slate colleague who writes a column called Human Guinea Pig, a chronicle of her adventures doing things that many of us wonder about but would not actually try. The Human Guinea Pig is writer Emily Yaffe, and her latest gig was as a telephone psychic. Emily, good day.
Good day.
How did you get that kind of job?
Clearly you're not psychic because you don't know. I went, as with most jobs that require no qualifications whatsoever, to an online job search site, typed in psychic, saw there were some openings, and wrote them a little email saying I was available.
And is that all anyone does to get one of these kinds of jobs?
Well, once I had sent my email and they responded, and I explained that I was often felt I was on other people's wavelengths, they wrote back and said, "You sound great. I think this might work out." They said that they, of course, I would have to have extensive testing to see if I truly was psychic. But when it came time for hiring, I got called by the manager of one of the sites who said they were extremely shorthanded and just go ahead and start taking calls.
That's the test?
That was the test. You know, clearly the test
can
was,
you answer?
Could I answer the phone?
When the phone rings, do you pick it up? Okay, good. All right. Well, let's set the scene then. You're working from your home. You adopted the name Natalie for reasons, well...
unknown even to me.
Yeah. And people would call you for $2 a minute. What do people want to know? What do they ask?
The main thing people want to know when they call a psychic hotline is that wonderful special person who just dumped me going to come crawling back anytime soon. That was the overwhelming question.
How do you respond to those kinds of questions, leaving aside the notion of your own psychic abilities?
Well, I build myself on their psychic hotline. You have to do a little recording saying what you do. And I said I was Natalie. My specialty was reading tarot cards and telling them everything they needed to know on their relationships, because they had already slotted me as an expert in love, which, since I am a well-known expert in love, that all worked out really well. So people would call with a question, and I'd say, concentrate on that bum, and I'll do a spread for you.
What happens when you roll out the cards?
I take them out, I say concentrate, shuffle, do the spread, and then I legitimately read the cards. Now, I have to say, most of the time in my short career, I did realize, as I said, most people want to know, is that person going to come crawling back? And the answer is no. So if you're thinking of calling a psychic hotline to find out if the person's going to come back, save your money. The person's not coming back, because almost inevitably the card said no. He or she is not coming back.
Yeah. You have brought with you into the studio here a deck of the tarot cards.
Yes.
I am contemplating a new radio show.
Should I start shuffling?
I just want... Yeah, yeah. Sure. But, you know, it's going to be a news show. It's going to have some of this, some of that. And
so, and you need a psychic advisor.
How's it going to go?
System. Yeah. All right. So, Alex, what you need to do, here, cut them for me.
Okay.
And you need to just very calmly think about the show. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Mm.
This is an amazing reading. This is all a reading about new beginnings. You've got almost every ace in the deck. You've got the Ace of Swords here and the Ace of Wands. You're starting this new enterprise, and it's going to be really good.
Emily, this is terrific news.
Well, I know. Look, it's not me. It's just, you know, fate and the universe telling you.
Boy. So, telephone psychic has not worked out. You tried it. You've gotten a funny article out of it.
Well, thank you. And you've gotten, you know, this great future.
A terrific reading here. What are you going to do next?
I'll ask the cards what I should come up with for my next humiliation.
Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate. Emily, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
We should note that Emily Yaffe quit her job as a telepsychic when she found that despite her best efforts, she could not get her employer to actually pay her, something that she should have foreseen if she had genuine skills at this job. This is Day to Day from NPR News.